Let's start off the first half by me mentioning this. Yesterday, Christian Post magazine or online magazine, dated Monday, January 31st, said this: Fox Sports rejects Super Bowl ad featuring John 3:16. The article goes on to say this: Fox Sports has rejected a Christian group's proposed Super Bowl commercial featuring the Bible verse John 3:16. The Lookup 3:16 commercial by Fixpoint Foundation was refused a spot before the nation's largest TV viewing audience because it contained too much, quote, religious doctrine, unquote, according to Fox. The commercial was deemed too offensive, said Larry Taunton, executive director of Fixpoint Foundation, to the Christian Post. However, the commercial does not feature any preacher, sermon, or Bible. Instead, it offers a question, quote, John 3:16, what's that mean, unquote. The answer is simple. Look it up. The commercial begins by showing men and women watching a football game in a living room. The group cheers as an unidentifiable team makes a play. The television camera then zooms in on the player with John 3:16 written in his eye black. You know, that's the black hash mark they put kind of underneath their eye to stop glare, these types of things. One of the fans then asks his neighbor, what does John 3:16 mean? And the neighbor shrugs. The fan reaches for his cell phone and he says, I'll look it up. Then the commercial ends. I mean, what could be offensive about this? And so that's what we're going to talk about today, partially on this portion of the program. With that, let me go ahead and welcome into the program today Larry Taunton. And again, Larry is the founder and the executive director of Fixpoint Foundation. Their website, by the way, is www.fixed-point.org. That's www.fixed-point.org, and you can go out there to find out more. I've got all of their links to their websites that were mentioned today during the program. They're all contained there on the blog out on sermonaudio.com. Larry, welcome to the Knowing the Truth radio program.
Good to be with you, Kevin. I appreciate you having me.
Larry, why don't we start the program a little bit here by you telling us a little bit about Fixpoint, and then we'll segue over to the Super Bowl commercial.
We decided that we would really like to put a message of hope. You'd be telling you a little bit about Fixpoint.
Yeah.
My apologies.
Yeah.
I thought you said I got it backwards. Fixpoint Foundation, as you have rightly stated in our mission, we're about promoting a confident Christianity in the marketplace. We want to do that by educating Christians, by encouraging them, and by challenging the faith, and it is a faith, the faith of skeptics. Mm-hmm. Now, how do we do that? Well, we go about doing that by addressing hot-button cultural issues and offering a Christian perspective on them. Now, Fixed Point is decidedly non-political. We're not about promoting a candidate or policies. But we do want to promote a thoughtful Christianity that isn't a privatized version of Christianity, but one that engages the culture. So that's what we're about, and we've done it by I just recently debated Christopher Hitchens. We've debated Peter Singer, Richard Dawkins, guys of this sort who are vociferous critics of the Christian faith. But we've done it in a way that is fair to them, letting them offer their perspective, and we in turn get to offer our own perspective. So that's what Fixpoint Foundation does. And this latest initiative has the same goal. It's just a slightly different means of achieving it.
Let me ask you a little bit more about Fixpoint. Fixpoint, the name, I've seen it used, I think, with, was it Pascal and possibly also with A.W. Tozer?
Well, yes, that's right. A.W. Tozer says, I am that I am, quoting, of course, Scripture, says God. Everyone and everything must measure from that fixed point. The origin of our name, however, really is more from Pascal. I read that comment by Tozer after we had named the organization. Pascal said this, and it's a rhetorical question. He says, the harbor must serve as a fixed point for those who are aboard ship. Where will we find a fixed point in morality? And I say rhetorical because Blaise Pascal, the 17th century philosopher and theologian and artist and mathematician, was a Christian. And for him, that fixed point was none other than Jesus Christ. So that's where we get our name.
Now, the tagline is bridging the secular and the sacred. Flesh that out a little bit. Is built into that is the idea that the church has been marginalized, that the church has been too silent on issues in society today, in the culture today. And so when you say bridging that, we're talking about the church standing up and articulating what the Christian beliefs are and questioning some of these things that are being said by Dawkins and others?
That is correct. Let's just use the this Super Bowl ad as an example, and we can still come to that here later. But it's a perfect example. Has Christianity been marginalized? Yes, it has. Here we have a commercial where, or let's just back up just a bit, taking what is typically permitted on television. And in our advertising, we will see this Super Bowl, if it's like every other Super Bowl, we see products that are sold by highly sexualized means. We see trailers for movies that are violent and jarring and horrifying. We see encouragement to engage in hedonistic, beer drinking and, things of this nature.
Yeah.
But Christianity, a mild ad like this, which your listeners can watch at lookup316.com. That's lookup316.com. They can watch the ad for themselves. This isn't permitted. And, of course, the reason it's not permitted is because it's Christian and because it's politically correct to discriminate against Christianity. And our feeling is this, that Christianity, using our experience with the Super Bowl here, is just an example. Christianity is treated like smoking. It's something you can do, but you need to do it in the privacy of your home and in other designated areas.
That's a good analogy.
don't bring it in here. Don't bring it into the public space. And whatever you do, don't take it seriously. We're all feeling is this. If any religion that is privatized is an irrelevant religion. Jesus Christ intended us to take our religion, our faith in Him, into all spheres of life.
Yes,
it's not. It's, if we don't pie chart our life and we say, well, these are parts of life where our Christianity doesn't apply. Martin Luther King Jr. certainly thought that it had application in the public space. William Wilberforce thought that it had application in the public space. Many of the most influential people in history were people who thought it should be taken seriously in the public space. But the response of the media elite is to say, no, you can't bring that in here.
Part of it seems to be this false dichotomy between the secular and the sacred, right? So that they're saying, well, this is an area where God is not involved in all, and so you can't bring religion into this. But if religion rightly understood, and especially the Christian religion, it impacts every single facet and every single aspect of our life. So that's impossible for us to approach any area of life, whether it be politics or the economy or any aspect of our life, what we do in vocation for our work, these types of things, without thinking about it in a Christian way. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct, Kevin. You see, part of our concern and part of the reason that we would seek to found a ministry like Fixed Point Foundation, and your listeners can find out more about us at our website at fixed-point.org, where what they'll find there is that we seek to provide resources for Christians that help them filter, understand, and engage the culture. Because we have had a growing concern that Christians have quietly accepted the paradigm that faith is a private matter.
Mm-hmm.
This is indeed considered to be kind of noble in our culture. You know, he's a man of faith, but he keeps it to himself. In other words, that's the way you're supposed to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not our understanding of what Jesus Christ had in mind for his followers. Now, certainly, we are to engage in a manner that is winsome, that is respectful, but is also uncompromising. And I think when your listeners watch this commercial, they'll see what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
John 3:16 is presented just in the manner that you described. There's no sermon, there's no preaching, there's nothing to that effect. We leave it to the viewer to make up their own mind as to whether or not John 3:16 has a message that is worth investing in. Now, we are unapologetically Christian. We certainly think John 3:16 is true, is relevant, and is worth basing your life on. But it's not my place to force other people to do that. What my responsibility is as a Christian is to simply put that message out and let other people make up their minds regarding it. And that's what we've done here.
Mm.
And this is the thing. This is something that perhaps will fascinate you and your listeners, Kevin, is that even I've been doing interviews all day today and all day yesterday, ranging from Sacramento to Orlando and, you know, here in Alabama to Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And even liberal media, so-called liberal media outlets. Let's take the Huffington Post, for instance, who has written on this, NPR and others. The response has been, by and large, surprised. That is to say, the so-called secular media has taken the view that this ad should not have been rejected.
Hmm.
They say, you know, this ad is not offensive. It is not put out in a way that's pushy. So even non-Christians, by and large, have looked at this and said, you know, it seems that they've done it in a tasteful and fair way.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite sure what Fox was thinking in rejecting it.
Mm-hmm. We could play the ad. We could play the audio of it, but I don't know if it would do
justice.
No, because you could, you know, in seeing what, yeah, exactly, in seeing what you guys have done there. And by the way, let me tell our listening audience, some that may be in the car right now listening to us or not able to get to the website right away. And again, let me mention what the website is, www.fixed-point.org. That's www.fixed-point.org. But your website is very well done. I don't know who's
doing it. Thank you. That's very kind of you.
I look at a lot of websites. I have an information technology background as well. And just looking at it, you guys have done an excellent job. Your DVDs are very well put together. It really is you guys are doing quality work there, not cutting corners and, you know, making somebody who's standing up and saying Christianity should be should not be marginalized. You're not making us look bad. Then you're really presenting a good case here. And let me remind our listening audience or tell them that not only are there articles out here, there's film and study guides. Larry writes a blog, Weekly Reflections on Life and Culture. They have a Fixed Point Studies that are out there, so these weekly study opportunities that you can do. They have this Latimer House, and maybe I can get you just briefly to tell us a little bit about that luncheon series. I know it's right
sure.
there in Alabama primarily, but I think you take this thing on the road a little bit too. Is that correct?
Somewhat. Fixed Point, we have a local presence here in Birmingham, but we are doing work globally. And the way I like to put it is like this, Kevin, that we invest in the lives of real people who in turn invest in us, and they project us globally. That is to say, the resources they provide help us to do work all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
We're preparing to do work with Hindus in India. We have done work at the highest academic levels, major events at Oxford University, Princeton University, numerous others. We are preparing to do a major debate in Australia. So we do events literally all over the world. I was debating last fall in Brazil at the largest university in Brazil. These are the kinds of things that we engage in. Latimer House is a local initiative, and it really fits nicely with the six-point philosophy, and that is this. We believe in a marketplace of ideas. Sometimes we as Christians have a bunker mentality. Mm. How do we get beyond that? If we believe that the gospel is true, let's not be ashamed of it, and let's not be afraid to engage people who disagree with us.
Amen.
Now, does that mean that we'll always have answers to questions? Certainly not. Mm-hmm. Any more than the people I engage will always be able to answer the questions I have. So it works both ways. But Latimer House, so-called after the 16th century reformer, Hugh Latimer, who was burned at the stake mm-hmm. in October of 1555. Hugh Latimer was a man who believed in engaging the culture. And so what we do here at Latimer House is we host a monthly luncheon on hot-button critical issues. And we host speakers who, for instance, our next one will address the question of marriage. Is a traditional view of marriage is that the right one or not? And we invite people to come and speak on these topics who are themselves thoughtful and informed. Now, we don't always have speakers here that we agree with. Richard Dawkins, very famous academic and atheist at Oxford University, a best-selling author, we've had him here at Latimer House, where I interviewed him, let people hear what it was that he didn't like about Christianity. And we had an opportunity to have a reasonable discussion with one another. It's good for Christians to hear from people occasionally who don't agree with it. Christopher Hitchens, a man who I mentioned I debated, I hosted him here twice and interviewed him. We have had representatives of the Jewish faith, but we've also had marvelous evangelical Bible-believing spokesmen here as well who don't require that I interview them, meaning that they're fully trustworthy in the things that they're going to be saying.
Mm-hmm.
And those might be individuals like Peter Kraft, the apologist and Christian philosopher at Boston College, Dinesh D'Souza, John Lennox, who is a well-known scientist and Christian at the University of Oxford, fabulous theologian and engaging speaker, all across the board. So these are things that we have done with Latimer House here, and we find that it's a good way in kind of a controlled environment to inform and encourage Christians and also to invite some skeptics. You don't have to agree with us to come to Latimer House.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be glad for you to come.
Yeah, it's not like joining a church or something, right? I mean,
it's
designed for the discussion part of it. And we're not talking about being ecumenical here in these things, but we're talking about hearing from the people themselves what they believe. Tell us what
right.
you believe, and we're not afraid of listening to what you believe. We believe Christianity has answers to all these things that you're bringing up, and that Christianity is a truth that can uphold itself. And so we're just I think it was Luther talked about just unleashing the Bible and letting it defend itself. And so certainly we can do that.
A caged lion, that's right, is the way he put it.
Yeah.
And that is certainly our view.
Well, Larry, thank you very much. Thank you for your work that you guys are doing there at Fixed Point Foundation. Thank you for the latest effort here to put this Look Up 316 program together and to have a good ad out there during the Super Bowl. We're going to go ahead.
Thank you so much.
We're going to put a link. In fact, the link to that ad has been added to the Christian Talk 660 website, so people will be able to go out there. It'll take them right to your website where they can watch that, and I'll give people all the information here again before we switch over in the next segment.
Well, very, very quickly, this ad will air in the state of Alabama and the D.C. market. So our legislators and others will be seeing this. So it is going to be airing in some local markets as well as in Florida. So while it was rejected at a national level, it hasn't been rejected everywhere. So
Yeah. Thanks
so much for having me.
I would recommend that people, if they have folks over for the Super Bowl, they take a few minutes in the middle of the Super Bowl to watch the ad out on your website, and that way we'll spread it without having you pay the price of the being on the actual Super Bowl.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Larry. We'll see you.
Take care.
That was Larry Taunton. Larry is the founder and president executive director of Fixed Point Foundation that we were just talking about a few moments ago. Again, you can go out to the Christian Talk 660 website. That's www.christiantalk660.com.